Listening Library presents The Dead Tossed Waves by Carrie Ryan. Read for you by Tara Sands. Chapter 1. The story goes that even after the return, they tried to keep the roller coasters going. They said it reminded them of the before time, when they didn't have to worry about people rising from the dead. When they didn't have to build fences and walls and barriers to protect themselves from the masses of Mudo constantly seeking human flesh. When the living weren't forever hunted. They said it made them feel normal. And so, even while the Mudo, neighbors and friends who'd been infected, died and returned, pulled at the fences surrounding the amusement park, they kept the rides moving. Even after the forest was shut off, one last gasp at sequestering the infection and containing the Mudo. The carousel kept turning, the coasters kept rumbling, the teacups kept spinning. Though my own town of Vista was far away from the core of the protectorate, they hoped people would come fly along the coasters, would still want to forget. But then travel became too difficult. People were concerned with trying to survive, and little could make them forget the reality of the world they lived in. The coasters slowly crumbled outside the old city, perched at the tip of a long, treacherous road along the coast. Everyone simply forgot about them. One other aspect of pre-return life that gradually dimmed in the memories and stories passed down from year to year. I never really thought about them until tonight, when my best friend's older brother invites us to sneak past the barriers and into the ruins of the amusement park with him and his friends.
"Come on, Gabri!"
Sierra whines, dancing around me.